Therefore, we decided to go to the original Chick-fil-A restaurant. Or as Big Fatty might say, the Chick-a-fil restaurant. Now, you know Big Fatty, and you know I love you, and you know that I have not been listening to every one of your shows, but I do listen to your shows. I'm finally going to be able to catch up now that I will not be driving and having to yell at people on the highways in Atlanta. So just know that I love you, Big Fatty, and I'm going to start listening again now that I will be chauffeur-driven to work. And by that, I mean the bus driver is going to take me every day to downtown Chicago.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I have not been listening.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 199 of the BFO for Monday, the 10th of November, 2008. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has missed out on some upcoming special anniversarariums that he needs to get mentioned. Plus, he got a new asshole ripped at the end of last week. I'll tell you about it. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your weekend went well, and especially those of you in the UK. I hope you remembered that yesterday was Remembrance Sunday, which I don't know what that means. So, but anyway, maybe it's kind of like Remembrance Day in Canada, which will be tomorrow, or the I Am a Veteran Day in the U.S., the US. So, anyway, yeah, I hope you had a great weekend, Big Fatty. First of all, I'd like to just say that today I am PWPO, and that is Pan. Which is podcasting with pants off. And no, it is not a video podcast, Michael in Stuttgart. So you can just kind of settle down a little bit. And it's not going to be a video podcast when Big Fatty has his pants off. So anyway, I've been piddling around with the flip camera that my good friend Bacon Lover sent to me. And but we're getting there. But it ain't gonna happen. You know, y'all, Big Fatty is slow when it comes to the technologies. That's all I got to say. Speaking of things that flip, like the flip camera, Big Fatty flipped his mattress on Sunday. And y'all, I can't remember the last time I flipped my mattress. When's the last time you flipped your mattress? Now, they say that you don't just turn it over, but you turn it over and then you have to put the head at the toe and the toe at the head. So, Lord, you know, that's not hard to do when you got somebody to help you, but when you're old and fat and by yourself like Big Fatty, y'all, it is quite the operation to flip your mattress. In fact, I think that's going to be today's title of today's show, Flipping the Mattress. Mattress flipping. Uh-huh! That'll be something for Remembrance Day, won't it? Uh-huh! Big Fatty was crushed by his own mattress! Now, y'all, I have been, you know what, before we go any further, let's just get this out of the way, because I know so many of you have been wondering about this. It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update! Y'all, have I mentioned that Big Fatty's going on a cruise? Have I mentioned that? Y'all, Big Fatty and Miss Kitty and Granny and Miss Porter are all going on the big cruise in March. It's only 118 days until we leave on the big cruise, and I know you're all excited about that. And just for those of you who might be interested in Big Fatty's cruise, it is leaving from the Fort Lauderdales on March the 7th? I think that's what it is, in 2009. And here, I'll just check the date here. March the 8th. It's Sunday, March the 8th. And the cruise is sold out, so there'll be no way you can stow away on it like other cruises. But it goes from Fort Lauderdale to Labadee to, how do you say that? Oh, Catalina, Casa de Campo, and then to Willemstad, Curacao, then 2 days at sea, and back to Fort Lauderdale. There's a day at sea between Fort Lauderdale and Lavender also. And we'll be on the newest ship in the world. That is the Celebrity Solstice. It's not even in action yet. Not action, but it's not even in service yet. Well, when it's Big Fatty's cruise, it'll be in action, that's for sure. So anyway, I'll keep you updated on that because I know how much you love a good cruise update. And I know that it's hard to find those out there on the inner tubes nowadays. So anyway, Big Fatty will probably update you each day. It's only 118 days until the ship sets sail. And I'll keep you as up to date on that as I possibly can. Now, y'all, I mentioned several different anniversariums that were coming up, and I mentioned those on Friday's show, and y'all, poor Big Fatty, he just can't remember everything. He has forgotten several of them, which are very important. One of them is the Foul Monkeys anniversarium, which is coming up on episode 200. It's the 200th episode of The Foul Monkeys. Or is it the 2 year? I think it's the 200th episode. Oh, and that's coming up very soon. And that's where Ricky and Heather and Shaniqua all get over there and they giggle and laugh and they just have a gay old time. And y'all also coming up this week is going to be the PNS Explosion, and you'll know the PNS Explosion. They have a little opening that sounds like this.
Hey, you guys, this is Noah from PNS Explosion.
And Patrick.
And Scott.
Too soon. Oh, sorry. Mm. Well, anyway, they're coming up on episode number 300, and that show is part of the Rob Nelson Lindley Podcasting Network. In fact, all the shows in the Rob Nelson Lindley Podcasting Network are coming up on anniversariums this week, believe it or not. PNS is having its 300th. Daily Purge Boys are celebrating their 3-year anniversarium. And the How Much Do We Love is celebrating its 100th episode. So it's just a big old hoot nanny for the Rob Nelson Lindley Podcasting Network. Here the third, no, well, kind of the, kind of the first, you know, it's kind of... It's the second full week of November, and you know everybody's just—I guess everyone just started. They just conceived a podcast around that second week in November, or they timed it so that they would have anniversariums that second week. Now, y'all, you know, Big Fatty loves Miss Wes out there in the San Diegos. In fact, y'all, Miss Wes called Big Fatty, and I'm just going to go ahead and play this without doing the special music or anything like that, because I, you know, sometimes you just have to enjoy a little bit of Miss Wes, and then I'm going to tell you about something that Miss Wes is doing other than being overserved. Listen to this.
The phone line is working tonight. Well, this is Miss Wes. It's Friday night. I have not been overserved tonight. I've only had a couple of cocktails, so this cannot be a drunkie call. But I am heading back to my car. What time is it? It's 11:30. I'm going to be going home soon because I'm going to the Disneyland tomorrow. But I thought I would just say hi and see if your voice letter line was working. Anyways, just wanted to remind you, you are fat, so just think about that. Anyways, goodbye.
Well, thanks for calling me, Miss Wes. I'm sorry you were not overserved. However, I am delighted that you went to the Disneylands. I guess that's in preparation of your big stowaway cruise coming up the end of next week, I believe, where you're stowing away on the Golden Shower Princess with the Sea Hag. And y'all, Miss Wes has pleaded and begged and done everything except service, you know, who do you have to service to get from, who does Miss West have to service to get you to call him and leave some questions that he can interrogate Auntie Vera with? Y'all get over there to Miss West and call him, and you can get to Miss West's podcast by going over to the BFO and clicking on the Live It Up. Now, y'all, Miss West, speaking of overserved and servicing people, y'all, Miss West has been servicing The Mentalist. Now, do you know who The Mentalist is? He is on the CBS on Wednesday nights at 9, 8 Central. And, y'all, I'm sitting here in the Fat Cave over the weekend, and I'm watching a commercial for The Mentalist, and they're all sitting around a table, and The Mentalist raises his beverage glass and says, "Live it up!" And I went, well, we know what Miss West has been doing now, haven't we? So, y'all, if you would like to hear that shameless plug on The Mentalist, courtesy of Miss West servicing The Mentalist, you can listen to that, like I said, at 9, 8 Central on Wednesday night on CBS. Now, y'all, I want to talk a bit, speaking of the television shows, I want to talk a bit about the South Park. That's what I want to talk about. y'all, did you watch the South Park last Wednesday? It was amazing. And if you haven't, go watch it, because y'all, the elections were over, and the president-elect Obama spoke at midnight Eastern, okay? And y'all, by the time the South Park came on at 10 o'clock Eastern, less than 24 hours, South Park had excerpts of his speech in the show. They had drawn the background with all the flags and him talking. They had excerpts from John McCain's concession speech. And y'all, it was just amazing how the South Park people put that together in such a short amount of time. Now, I'm sure that most of the show was prepared in advance, but the fact that they had these excerpts in it was just unbelievable. So go look at the South Park from the 5th of November. Now, y'all, speaking of last week, Big Fatty got himself a new asshole ripped. And you can read all these comments. Well, maybe not all of them, but you can read a lot of them over at the BFO. Look, if you go back to Thursday's episode, 197 on the 6th of November, Mike, and I'm just going to discuss these a little bit. Michael, and this is not Michael from Stuttgart or Michael from the QCast. You know, there are a lot of Michaels out there. I think every homosexual is somehow called Michael at some point in their lives. But Michael says, "Big Fatty, where is the outrage about the election results from the Californias, Arizona, Arkansas, and Florida? Sorry, I lost my mind there for a second. It actually was much more important to hear about how your lunch gave you gas. Seriously, Big Fatty, I know you tend to be apolitical, but when these initiatives targeted at the gay community all passed, it might have been interesting to hear your opinion." Well, see? New asshole. New asshole ripped. So Big Fatty responded to Michael saying, "I think you'll be interested in hearing the Friday show." And then Michael says, "Well, thanks, Big. I'll be listening. I love your show in any case. I'm just so outraged by the election. My reaction is very close to Vera's." And, you know, there is nothing close to Vera except her underpants. Y'all, did you hear that he has gone to the Dress Barn and to the Ross Dress for Less store and bought his clothes for the cruise? The poor thing. I guess the Catherine Stout shop has closed. And, you know, what can I say? And then, then Michael, after hearing Friday's show, says, "Dear Big Fatty, guess what? I listened to today's show and I feel much better about everything. Well, you really helped me get a better perspective on the issues and not to let the terrorist win. Thank you so much. I'm in your debt. Best, Michael. So that was kind of nice that after ripping me a new asshole, he came back to help heal it. And then, y'all, and I know I probably, my intent was not to give people a hard time or make fun of them on Friday's show entitled Humph. And, you know, I kind of did that with Omar and with Ricky at the Foul Monkeys and Andy, not so much with Andy Vera, but all these people that called Archer and Humph, you know. But y'all, Freddie wrote me, and this is Freddie from Texas, from Dallas. He said, Big Fatty, your show today, meaning Friday, was fucking fantastic, Fatty. I love how you said what you said in the manner you said it. God, that sounds so around the issue that it sounds exactly like Big Fatty. Your take on the issue is spot on. In your own way, you gave each of us hope in a positive manner, and I truly worship you. He worships me, y'all. Gosh, I feel humph, special. And then, y'all, the one and only Kim Beaver, she says, I am so happy for you. You know, I hope that there is still some joy in your life. And hey, even I can see that you are really, really hot, honey. Oh, dear God. I don't know that that was the one I was supposed to read. But anyway, y'all, if you go over there to the Kim Beaver Lodge, and you can get to it by going over to the BEFO and click on Kim Beaver's Lodge. She has done the nicest thing. She has put up a thing over there that, with Obama, that says, yes, we can, Obama 08. And then right below it, it says, it's a picture of Big Fatty, and it says, yes, I still can, Big Fatty 08. With a little luck, once or twice a month. And anyway, it says that Auntie Vera and the Fat One helped Kim Beaver a lot to get her fat spirits up again. And y'all, here is, Big Fatty is going to talk a little bit more about this, and I'm going to do it real quick because I don't want to get belabored with it. But y'all, this whole Proposition 8 thing in California, it was never an ending. It was a beginning. And Kim Beaver hit it right on the head. This is Stonewall 2.0. And until California has a united front, and y'all, there's going to be some of these people that are not going to go along with rights versus marriage, okay? Some people say, yeah, if I have the same rights, I don't care what you call it. There are some people that are only going to go for it if it's called marriage. But the rest of the country isn't going to start moving until California. Oh, dear Gussie, have I already filled this up? Dear sweet Lord. But the rest of the country isn't going to start getting behind it with a vengeance until California does. And y'all, this was never going to be an ending. It's a beginning, because it didn't matter who won. There were going to be appeals. If you think that the yes on Prop 8 people would have turned out, rolled over and given up if it had passed, you're crazy. So it's just started. So get out there and get focused and, y'all, that's all Big Fatty's going to say about it. If I hurt your feelings last week with the humph, forgive me. But, you know, if I did hurt your feelings, you always have the opportunity to turn to Big Fatty and say,
I have not been listening.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.